It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for March 27th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the March for Our Lives. This took place Saturday all across the country. Of course, the biggest rally in Washington, D.C. Not quite as big as its sponsors had hoped. An estimate of the crowd size Saturday by Digital Design and Imaging Service Incorporated estimated about 200,000 people. This reported by CBS News over the weekend. Now, that's not, you know, chump change, but not quite the 800,000 reported by the organizers of the rally, a number that was repeated by the mainstream media. Now, this imaging firm uses balloons with cameras to fly over the event and create an estimate of the size of the crowd. This is something they do. They said 200,000 with a plus or minus variation of about 15%. So on the high side, maybe 230,000 at most, but on the low side could be as small as 170,000. Again, considerably smaller than the 800,000 number that was being put out there by the mainstream media. Why would they pick a number that was four times greater, that's an error of 400% than the actual number? Well, because the crowd size estimated for Donald Trump's inauguration was about 700,000. Don't think that's a coincidence. An error of 400%, by the way, sounds less like an error and more like collusion. Topic number 4, stormy weather. I promised I wouldn't talk about her again, but on Sunday, CBS News managed to achieve its highest ratings for its investigative program, 60 Minutes, by interviewing a prostitute and porn star. And, of course, this is big news because of the fact that so many people tuned in to watch. Well, as I said before, the only person's business who this really is Melania Trump. If she thinks it's a big deal, then it's a big deal for her. But it's not our business. Unless, of course, the president is doing, engaging in extramarital business on our dime, on our time. In other words, while he's serving as president of the United States, you might remember a recent president who did, in fact, engage in such behavior in the Oval Office. Anyway, I think the bigger point here, I think this is the MacGuffin, okay? Stormy Daniels is a MacGuffin. The real story here, and I credit to Dr. Michael Brown for pointing this out, he wrote this in an op-ed piece over the weekend, is that we as a nation... The bigger point is that we as a nation have forgotten how to blush. Do you remember, he writes, when it was considered shameful to be a porn star? When porn and mainstream entertainment didn't mix? Do you remember when being a prostitute was considered disgraceful? Do you recall the days before TV shows like Showtime's Secret Diary of a Call Girl and HBO's Cat House? There was a time in our culture when we knew how to blush, when we had a sense of propriety, when Hollywood operated under a strict moral code, when secret things were kept secret. Those days are as distant as TV shows like Lassie. We have forgotten how to blush. Long after Stormy Daniels is forgotten, that point will remain true. One more thing. No accusations here. Just asking the question, bringing you a close-up photo of Ms. Daniels to ask this one question. What was the deal with the pupils in her eyes during this interview? I mean, I operate under studio lighting every day, and I can guarantee you that your eyes do not dilate under bright lights like this unless they have outside help, pharmaceutical help. No accusations, just asking. Topic number 3, wars and rumors of war. Just hours after a close military encounter between the U.S. and China, when the U.S. Navy sailed a destroyer near the Spratly Islands, within 12 nautical miles of the Spratlys, which are essentially built-up sandbars that China is now claiming as sovereign territory in order to extend its reach across all of the South China Sea, the most heavily traveled areas for cargo ships on the planet, China launched its annual spring combat readiness drills with an Air Force exercise in the Western Pacific and a joint combat patrol mission in the South China Sea. These Air Force drills included H-6K bombers and Su-30 and Su-35 fighters. The Chinese Air Force posted to its Weibo account, Weibo social media, very popular in China, saying that, quote, these exercises are rehearsals for future wars and the most direct preparation for war, end quote. Meanwhile, a mysterious armored train traveled from North Korea to Beijing Monday and then headed back a day later. The big question is whether or not Kim Jong-un was on board that train. The visit by this special train to Beijing and the unusually heavy security at a guest house where prominent North Koreans often stay raised the possibility that Kim was making his first visit to China as the ruler of North Korea. Such a trip could be considered a precursor to meetings with South Korea's leader Moon Jae-in in late April and possibly to a proposed meeting with President Trump sometime before May. But whoever was on the train, the visit to Beijing was relatively short. Tuesday afternoon, Korea time, an armored convoy of vehicles headed back towards Beijing's main train station, and the train headed back to North Korea less than a day after it arrived. And meanwhile, tensions appear to be growing along the border between Syria and Jordan. Sputnik News, Russian news outlet, reports that pictures appear to show U.S. heavy military equipment arriving in Jordan via the military transport ship Liberty Pride for future preparation for annual military drills called Eager Lion. During the process of unloading, pictures seem to show M1A2 Abrams tanks, the M2A3 Bradley armored personnel carriers. The Eager Lion drills include Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Bahrain, and other U.S. allies. These drills have been taking place every year since 2010, a year before the civil war broke out in Syria. And of course, after the report of an alleged or allegations of a planned U.S. military strike on Syrian governmental forces near Damascus, these drills could add to the tensions growing again between Syria and Jordan. And speaking of preparedness, last week President Trump issued a new memorandum disqualifying transgenders from serving in the military. This is in alignment with recommendations from Defense Secretary General James Mattis, who submitted last month that those with gender dysphoria should be disqualified from active duty military service with limited exceptions. We talked about this last July, where President Trump issued his initial decision to reinstate the ban on transgenders in the military, saying it's a distraction and places a financial burden on the armed forces that it doesn't need. Topic number two, McMaster and Bolton. Last week, President Trump tweeted the news that on April 9th, National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster would retire, the pivotal White House post then going to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. Major media responded, Bolton is a warmonger, a hardline hawk, a one-man MIRV missile ready to rain destruction down upon the planet. The fact that Bolton has generated that kind of response from the major media means he must be a good choice. This is the stuff of caricature. It says more about the media than it does about Mr. Bolton. If Bolton can inspire this much fear and trembling in Moscow, Beijing, Tehran, and other points around the planet, as he does among the New York Times editorial staff, he'll be an excellent choice and potentially save the military a lot of time, money, and risk in accomplishing President Trump's foreign policy goals. Foreign Policy magazine already reporting that Bolton plans to clean house in the National Security Committee, cleaning out Obama holdovers and the like. And topic number one, throwing President Trump under the omnibus. I'm talking about the omnibus spending bill. President Trump announced on Friday that he would sign the $1.3 trillion monstrosity, which provoked howls of protest from the president's supporters. Very prominent supporters like Ann Coulter, who referred to him in a tweet as President Schumer. This has been called a slap in the face to people who voted for Donald Trump, hoping that he would drain the swamp, not fully fund it. Despite the understandable reaction, I think we need to be a little more circumspect in our reaction. Give him a little time, a little breathing space here. From the president's perspective, his number one priority in making America great is to make sure that our military is strong and fully funded. And the deep state, the uniparty that runs Washington, D.C., essentially held the military hostage to all of the pork in this spending bill. I understand Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and his reaction, who actually stayed up all night to read through this entire 2,200 or some odd page bill, which our representatives only received a day before they were supposed to vote on it, meaning that they didn't get to vote on it. I mean, they didn't get to read it before they voted on it, rather. But keep in mind, in order to achieve his number one objective, making sure our military is strong, especially when we are looking at the potential of a Middle East war, whether we are directly involved or simply supporting the role of Saudi Arabia and its allies in its continuing proxy war against Iran, making sure that our military has what it needs is his number one priority. Conceding this round, this battle, not the war, but this battle to the Uniparty, was deemed necessary by President Trump. A commenter at a blog that I've recommended before called The Last Refuge, conservativetreehouse.com, made an observation last year that I think is really insightful. He may be all wet, he may be wrong, but I think it holds true even today, a year after he posted it. And I will quote excerpts from his comments about the way President Trump works. He is shaking things out, but counting on Trump gravity to pull things back together as he moves along. He's moving forward at speeds Obama could not even dream of. You and I will be anti-Trump trolls one day and MAGA, Make America Great Again, heroes the next. Get used to it. Trump speed is the new normal. Some will call it flip-flopping, but that's not what it is. Trump is dodging and weaving through reality faster than reality can react to disrupt his plans. This is a roller coaster now. Trump is no longer waiting for people to keep up. He is taking his bewildering Art of the Deal campaign shtick into geopolitics. And for a lot of people who can't keep up or hold on, it will be a rough ride. Trump is no longer playing only with evil and cunning players who are still predictable, easily beatable dupes like Hillary. He's playing against killers, with his own team of killers. This is the majors now. Trump has to outwit world-class adversaries and frenemies, friend enemies, by defining the deals that they will agree to. One minute, they will think Trump is their friend. The next minute, a cunning, bitter foe. The best way through this is to define viewpoints, not people, because people will shift as they change position and velocity in Trump gravity. Bash the neocon, warmonger, and dopey globalist positions, not the people who are going to hold them one moment and come loose from them the next. Trump is Jupiter moving through the asteroid belt. He's going to pull people into his orbit. A few will get slung off into space, but most will come along for the ride of their lives. Now again, the gentleman who posted this at The Last Refuge may be all wet, or he may be very insightful. Only time will tell. But let me just add this observation. You and I as Christians need to remember that all of this political show in Washington, D.C. is not the real war. This is the opening skirmish in the real war. The end of history is approaching, and approaching soon. And the real objective is not winning Congress in 2018, not holding the White House in 2020. The real stakes are eternal. Your soul, the souls of your family, your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your relatives, your co-workers. And you and I are on the front lines of that battle. As important as what President Trump does is to our daily lives, what matters for eternity is how well you and I are carrying out the Great Commission, making disciples. That requires one-to-one, face-to-face, usually, contact, and reflecting the love that Jesus Christ showed for us on the cross at Calvary. That's what this war is all about, not whether or not President Trump fully funds the border wall or fully defunds Planned Parenthood. Those are skirmishes. It's the warm-up act. The real war has been going on around us for thousands of years, and the final battle is coming, and coming soon. We had a wonderful time over the weekend at the Hear the Watchman conference. Thank you to everyone who came up and said hello to Sharon, me, Josh Peck, Christina Peck. It was an amazing gathering. As valuable as the information is at these conferences, the fellowship, the edification, the encouragement, the strengthening, and the prayer. I can't tell you how often I saw people who barely knew each other, people who just met, gathering together for prayer in the hallways outside the conference. That's what these conferences are good for. It's not about selling a few books, making a name for, you know, because who am I in the grand scheme? It's about encouraging and praying for one another as fellow soldiers in this war. But the information still makes a difference. The True Legends Conference coming to Branson in September. Transhumanism. We know an awful lot of very smart pastors who have never heard the word transhumanism, or they've heard it, but they have no clue as to what it means. We're only just getting our heads around it, and we've been writing and talking about this for years. This conference is an important one because the transhumanist movement seeks to redefine what it means to be human on a path toward apotheosis, because they have fully swallowed the lie that ye shall be as gods. And the irony is that most of them consider themselves atheists. Anyway, True Legends, Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age, September 14th through the 16th in Branson, Missouri. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Timothy Alberino, Sharon K. Gilbert, Professor Hugo de Garis, David Knight from Infowars.com, and more. For information and registration, don't wait. Gen6.com, that's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. And we're pleased to announce Sharon and I, along with Tom Horn and Joe Artishorn, will be featured speakers at the East Coast Prophecy Conference. Coming to the East Coast, finally, or at least closer than Branson, Missouri, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. This conference is sponsored by our friends at Southwest Radio Church, Dr. Bob Glaze and Dr. Larry Spargimino, and we are honored to be a part of it. This is coming in October, October 18th through the 20th. Just wanted to let you know it's official at their website now, so you can look it up. SWRC.com, Southwest Radio Church, SWRC.com, the East Coast Prophecy Conference, October 18th through the 20th at the Wyndham Gettysburg, Gettysburg, PA, and we hope we can see you there. Please get the SkyWatch TV mobile app. These daily updates, our weekly program, and our weekly web-exclusive programs like Into the Multiverse, Chalk Talk, and Sci Friday coming directly to your smartphone or tablet. Windows phones, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, as well as Android and iOS. The free download available from SkyWatchTV.com. Check the top menu bar there where it says Mobile App. And please add our channel to your Apple TV or Roku device. Instructions on how to do that also the top menu bar there at skywatchtv.com. My stuff posted at Skywatch. No, it's posted at my website, of course, derekpgilbert.com. This week featuring an interview with Carl Tykrib, author of the forthcoming book Game of Gods, available in video and audio form. Again, you'll find that at derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
You know the story of Jesus Christ, but you don't know the whole story. He came to die on the cross, but he also came to undo the evil of the angelic watchers. The Hebrews of his time understood why he confronted principalities and powers on a very specific mountain.
To a literate Israelite or a literate Second Temple reader, they know exactly what's going on here.
It had been desecrated by the fallen ones thousands of years before. They brought forbidden knowledge to earth and a plague on mankind. This story has been lost to history until now. Dr. Michael Heiser reveals the forgotten mission of Jesus in Reversing Hermon. You will learn the ancient story of the Apkallu and how it aligns with the Book of Enoch, where the stage was set for reversing the evil of the Watchers. See how the reversal of the Watchers' transgression by Jesus colors the gospel with a picture of God's redemptive love for fallen mankind. You'll dig into the detailed writings of Peter and Paul, which allude to the sin of the Watchers and portray the hidden victory of Christ that overturned their curse against humanity. And you will discover for the first time in nearly 2,000 years how the Antichrist, the end times day of the Lord, and the final judgment connect to Genesis 6 and the Nephilim. Reversing Hermon by Dr. Michael S. Heiser.
You've been fighting in a war against an enemy you've been told doesn't even exist. SkyWatch TV wants to change that, to prepare you for the battles ahead. Exclusively from SkyWatch TV, the Cosmic War Collection, featuring three groundbreaking books, a five-hour DVD, and a seven-hour audio series showing you how real the supernatural war of kingdoms actually is. Reversing Hermon by acclaimed Bible and ancient language scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser, and The Great Inception by SkyWatch TV's Derek P. Gilbert. You'll learn how Christ's full mission has been misunderstood for 2,000 years. Not only did he come to shed his blood to redeem mankind, Jesus was on a mission to reverse the sin of the angelic watchers who descended on Mount Hermon. You'll also discover how Bible stories you've known since childhood were literal battles in the spirit realm between God and the gods who rebelled. When you order the Cosmic War Collection from Skywatch TV, you'll receive Reversing Hermon by Dr. Michael S. Heiser, The Great Inception by Derek P. Gilbert, a new, exclusive, deluxe hardcover collector's edition of The Book of Enoch, The Real Clash of the Titans DVD, a special video compilation with 5 hours of teaching on the long war between God and the gods, and The Unseen Adversary, a brand new audio series on MP3 disc with 7 hours of Derek P. Gilbert interviewing Dr. Michael Heiser on the Watchers, UFOs, and the Great Cosmic Rebellion of Satanic Forces. A value of more than $100, yours for just $29.95. The Cosmic War Collection, only from Skywatch TV. Know your enemy. Order the Cosmic War Collection by calling 844-750-4985 or log on to skywatchtvstore.com.